You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Here we are once again for our regular sit-down and catch-up with RNIB's Chief Executive, Simon Antrobus. Thank you for joining us, Simon.
Good to be here as ever, Alan.
Now, when we spoke last week, we were talking a little bit about RNIB's ECHLO service and the vital work that they provide at a real point of need for people in eye clinics around the UK. And you mentioned you were going to pay a visit to an ECHLO on location, as it were. How did that go?
Oh, it was brilliant, Alan. Absolutely amazing. Incredible experience. And I would encourage anybody that's involved in working with blind and partially sighted area to really take time to get out and find out what ECHLOs do. So I went to Peterborough City Hospital in Cambridgeshire. It's not far from where I live. And I met with Becky, who is the eye care liaison officer, and other RNIB colleagues, Elaine and Jacqueline, who are also involved in developing and supporting eye care liaison. And I have to say, it was incredibly inspiring, as I've mentioned, and very, very impressive. As you've mentioned, this is a critical role that we have played as RNIB, an enormous part in establishing across the UK, a particular point when people who are challenged by their sight are at probably their most vulnerable, maybe confused, don't have all the information in front of them, they're not properly hearing what's being said to them. So to have somebody who understands that situation, that's there to provide some help and guidance and empathy, it's a no-brainer, really. And I have to say, I was super impressed with Becky and the work that she did. And it's all tied into the commitment of the eye clinic as well. And that's I think that's a critical part of all of this. Is it's great to have an eye care liaison officer, but they really do need to be integrated into the clinic and supported by the clinic as well.
Yeah, you want the trust to see an ECHLO as you say, an integral part of that journey that people can be on, not just a bolt-on which they can be sent along to. And I suppose if it is integrated properly, it should help it run seamlessly, run better anyway. And at the end of the day, that's better for the patient.
Absolutely. And not only did I get an insight into the brilliant work that Becky does as our ECHLO at Peterborough City Hospital, I got to meet the ops manager for the eye clinic, a guy called Steve, and he was super impressive as well. And I think that's why the thing works so well. He really understood the kind of patient journey and the patient experience of coming into the clinic there. And he had set it up in such a way that there was a real sense of how you would, you know, move through that clinic in a very supportive way. But equally, what he reminded me is that whilst this is a great service and there's real commitment to it at the trust, the demand and the waiting lists are incredibly high. So we've got a challenge in terms of providing the right kind of support and advice when people come through that for our ECHLO. But equally, and concerning and worrying for me is that wait to get to a point of support and diagnosis, which can cause difficulties and lead to unnecessary sight loss, also needs to be addressed and talked about so that the powers that be can understand this and make the right kind of investments to bring those waiting lists down.
Those investments are crucial to help people who, you know, with a timely intervention could have their sight, the deterioration halted, or even the sight saved, restored, made better as well. If they get the correct treatment at the right time, it can keep people in work, keep people in education, but, you know, for people's mental health as well, it's crucial. And I think I remember the sort of pound benefit as well. You know, for every pound the government could put into that, it's like £9 could come back.
I'm convinced of that, just in the short time I've spent at one trust. And of course, I've experienced going through that clinic as well with a family member. So I understand how important it is to get that right. And certainly in my own kind of personal experience there, the role of an ECHLO, there wasn't one in my experience. The role of an ECHLO would have made a huge difference to the choices that were available to us. And I think that's a really critical factor, is that in all of this, when you're faced with these challenges, that if you've got somebody who can help describe what's going on, what the impact of things is, what the choices are that you can make, it's hugely empowering. And gives an individual and their family a sense of agency and control in what is a very difficult and complex situation.
And the skills the Echoes have as well, they have to be skilled in so many different things. Knowing the pathways to help people down, knowing the help that they can be given, the support that can be given, and not forgetting the kind of empathy, almost counselor side that they have to go through as well. Because you're not just sitting someone down and going, "Here's XYZ, that can help you. Let's get you booked in." It's almost sitting down and making sure they're in the right place to take the step forward, and even probably their families and friends as well, because that's the support
Yeah,
network.
from what I'm hearing from Becky, it's a hugely rewarding role, but not without its challenges. Because, as you say, Alan, you've got to be able to have a degree of subject matter expertise to provide information and advice with confidence and with clarity. But you've got to have a huge amount of empathy and understanding and be flexible, because the ebb and flow of a clinic means sometimes you could be dealing with very serious issues and very emotional and upset people, alongside providing regular information advice with people you build a relationship with. So it was a super impressive visit, Alan. I'm really proud of the work that we do at RNIB in terms of this whole eye care pathway, and making sure that it's fully understood that this is a pathway and that there is a role for us to play with our ECLOs, but equally with helping the NHS and whatever goes on alongside this in Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland is understood and recognised. So I think it's an important role we play.
Absolutely. Well done to all those dedicated Echoes. I want to move on just briefly, Simon, to RNIB Bookshare. There's been a lot politically recently as well about special educational needs, helping children with educational support, getting that in place for them, even up to students and adult learners as well with disabilities. And when it comes to sight loss, that can sometimes just be getting materials in an accessible format. And I think RNIB Bookshare really steps up here. I know I've been around since the service started. We were promoting the service. Now, for students or pupils of all ages, that there are over 1 million educational titles that they can get in various different accessible formats. That's a phenomenal figure.
It is. It's incredible, and again, a real source of pride for RNIB that we're involved in that, and that we play such a pivotal part. Because, of course, if you're growing up as a child or young person, we can all remember the books that we've read, stories that we were told. I think it's such an important part of growing up, of an education. It really does level the playing field. So I think it's an important piece of work, and not least at any given time, Alan, but because this year is, of course, the National Year of Reading. And for me, in all my experience, the one critical thing is that literacy is the kind of gateway to everything else. So if we can help a child with their literacy and their love of reading, it means that they can be successful in lots of other areas as well. And of course, what we also play our part. I met with one of our colleagues in the transcription services this week. We just happened to bump into each other in the Peterborough RNIB offices, and he was talking about the work he was doing to transcribe GCSE papers, exams, and how getting that absolutely right is so important, because those That again is when you can properly level the playing field. Because if you can get those transcribed in a really good way, whereby blind and partially sighted young people can properly access the questions, then they can get the answers right. So we play such an important part across the whole spectrum of education.
And narrowing that attainment gap that's between blind and partially sighted people and their sighted peers, that has been growing. And this is a way to help not solve that. It's not going to solve that, but bridge it as well. But I'm also thinking at the other end of the scale, we have blind and partially sighted teachers, lecturers, faculty members as well. And allowing them to work alongside their peers as well. So, RNIB Bookshare is incredibly versatile and bringing more titles on board and really showing the connections with publishers too.
Absolutely, and again, we've played a fundamental role in that, haven't we? And of course, you're right that whilst this is a huge benefit and a much-needed resource for children and young people in education, it's equally important for those that support those children and young people whether they be sighted allies or experiencing sight loss themselves. So it's a win-win situation and something we should be proud of and continue to support.
Now, if you'd like to find out more about RNIB's ECLO service or RNIB Bookshare or any of the services, do have a look at the website. It's rnib.org.uk. You can get the guys on the helpline on 0303 123 9999 or ask your smart speaker to call RNIB's helpline. Time's up once again, Honest Simon, but thank you very much again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.